listening to Creep Magnet here on BFF.fm. This is Moonzoom here, checking in for a very special edition of today's show. I was actually born at exactly this time on a Saturday 22 years ago, which is so crazy. It's 1:04 right now in California, but I was born in Michigan. But still, doesn't matter. So this is kind of like my birthday edition of the show. I've always wanted to do like a radio show on my birthday, so this is awesome and fun and cool. But you know, we're just going to keep it eclectic, nothing too special, but I do want to dedicate all of these songs today to all the Leos out there, because I am a Leo myself. My name, Leona, comes from my horoscope, so I've fully embraced that side of me. So yeah, shout out to all the Leos, and also shout out to my mom, Zoe, who gave birth to me, because she did it all natural, and like, I don't know, just childbirth sounds like the scariest thing in the world to me. So just shout out to her for being a trooper. And I was just looking at some like old pictures the other day, and I saw like the day that I was born, and it's so creepy, but like we have the I have like the exact same haircut as she did then, and we just look so alike. So it's just like, whoa, genetics, weird moment. But anyways, yeah, shout out to my mom and shout out to all the Leos. We're gonna play something a little fun coming up next, so keep it tuned. And if you're in San Francisco, enjoy this amazing Saturday. Deal with it.
Teasing like you. Streetlights, see the colors, they all obscure.
Feeling funky there. That was Funky Stuff by Lizzie Mercier Desclos. Desclos. My French isn't that good. She's really cool. She did a lot of just like interesting post-punk stuff. So yeah, if you like what you heard, definitely check that one out. Before that was Tennis with the song Night Vision, and we started it off with Blondie, of course, and that was the kind of demo version of Heart of Glass, except I think it's way cooler, and it was called Once I Had a Love, the disco song / 1978 version. So yeah, now you know that there's a way cooler version of Heart of Glass out there. Yeah, we're gonna keep it going with some interesting music that I've found recently. There is a World Spirituality compilation that I found that had a song from Al or mu mostly music from Alice Coltrane. My roommate Erin, shout out to Erin, she does her show here on Wednesdays, had the tape, and it was just really, really cool. So gonna play some of that. Yeah, so I don't know. I think I was just feeling like playing that because last night I was invited to this really cool like erotic painting class. So it was just, really like meditative and like a lot of breathing, and just it was just like a really cool experience. So yeah, gonna play some of that. You know how it is. Deal with it. All females, 1 hour, 1 to 2 p.m. here on BFF.fm.
Playing like children in the sand of night. Taking the space, 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 taking
Listening to Creep Magnet here on BFF.fm. I'm Moon Zoom. What you just heard was the song Air Raw by Alice Coltrane, who is, of course, John Coltrane's second wife. She was a jazz harpist, died about 10 years ago, if I remember correctly, and after her husband died, got really into kind of spirituality and sought a lot of guidance from individuals in the Hindu community and just kind of started making her own music, which is some of what you just heard. So, yeah, you know, as one of the few harpists kind of in the jazz world, it's just really interesting how her music evolved. So I always love, like, you know, just listening to all of her different kinds of music. Before that, we heard Asha Puthli, who is a Indian-born but European-bred soul singer. She is quoted as a world music pioneer and an intrepid cosmopolitan party girl that partied in New York City in the 70s. So that song was Space Talk by Asha Puthli. But yeah, world music is just such a, like, weird phrase, because, like, isn't all music world music? That's always something I've, like, wondered. What does world music actually mean? But anyways, just a cool little find. And that album cover, the album was called The Devil Is Loose. It's really cool. She's wearing this, like, huge, like, I don't know, just caftan, and, like, her arms are waving out. It's really sick. Before that, we heard Nohelani Cipriano. And she was a Hawaiian disco cult classic singer. Her music is described as nostalgic Polynesian funk. And that song was Lihui off of her album Around Again, which came out in 1979 and was kind of what cemented Hawaii for a lot of their disco records and stuff. So coming up next, we have Something by Joni Mitchell. I think someone told me, like, oh, I really want to hear Joni Mitchell on your show this week. I don't remember who though. So this is a request technically, but I, wanted to play something interesting. So, the song is called The Jungle Line. Keep it tuned and deal with it. You're listening to Creep Magnet.
Through Harlem, through jails and gospel pews, through the class on Park and the trash on Vine, through Europe and the deep, deep heart of Dixie Blue, through savage progress cuts the jungle line. In a low-cut blouse, she brings the beer. Rousseau paints a jungle flower behind her ear. Those cannibals of shuck and jive, they'll eat a working girl like her alive. With his hard-edged eyes and his steady hand, he paints the cellar full of ferns and orchid vines, and he hangs a moon above a five-piece band. He hangs it up above the jungle line. Ritual of sound and time, floating, drifting on the air-conditioned wind, and drooling for a taste of something smuggled in. Pretty women funneled through valves and smoke, coy and bitchy, wild and fine, and charging elephants and chanting slaving boats, charging, chanting down the jungle line. There's a poppy wreath on a soldier's tomb. There's a poppy snake in the dressing room. Poppy poison, poppy tourniquet, it slithers away on brass like mouthpiece spit. And metal skin and ivory birds go steaming up to Rousseau's vines. They go steaming up to Brooklyn Bridge. Steaming, steaming, steaming up the jungle line.
Faire. Je bouge c'est tout ce que je sais faire. La nuit descend, c'est tout ce qu'elle sait faire. Le vent souffle, c'est tout ce qu'il sait faire. Il neige, c'est tout ce qu'il sait faire. J'ai peur, c'est tout ce que je sais faire. Les enfants naissent, c'est tout ce qu'ils savent faire. La terre tourne, c'est tout ce qu'elle sait faire. Il gèle, c'est tout ce qu'il sait faire. Je pleure, c'est tout ce que je sais faire. La guerre éclate, c'est tout ce qu'elle sait faire. Les bombes hachent, c'est tout ce qu'elle sait faire. Il tonne, c'est tout ce qu'il sait faire. Je crie, c'est tout ce que je sais faire. Les mots sont froids, c'est tout ce qu'ils savent faire. C'est dommage, c'est tout ce que ça peut faire.
You're listening to Creep Magnet here on BFF.FM. I'm Moon Zoom. You can call me Zoomy, whatever you want. And what you just heard was The Concretes. They're a Swedish indie pop band. And you might have recognized that song because they were covering The Rolling Stones. That song was called Miss You. And before that, we heard a little something from Brigitte Fontaine. The song was Il Pleut. She's a French eclectic art pop musician from the 70s. Originally, I think, collaborated a lot with like Serge Gainsbourg and stuff, and then kind of did her own thing, stopped making pop music, and became the Brigitte Fontaine that we know and love today. And before that, we started the set off with Joni Mitchell, which was a request from someone. I still don't remember who told me to play Joni Mitchell, but that song that I played was actually really interesting. It was called The Jungle Line, and it uses a field recording from Africa of the drummers of Burundi. The lyrics pay homage to the works of French post-impressionist painter Henri Rousseau, and according to what I could find online, Mitchell blends details of Rousseau's works with imagery of modern city life, the music industry, and the underground drug culture. And initially, because, you know, this song was really experimental in nature, just the album in general, it received a lot of like harsh criticism. I think it said Rolling Stone listed it as like the worst album of the year at the time that it came out, but I think it's great. I think it's really cool. So, still getting airplay, obviously. So props to you, Joni Mitchell. We're going to play Marine Girls next. And this one is for my best friend, Allegra, who is coming into town today for my birthday. So thanks. And she's back in California, which is exciting. So yeah, we used to have a band called Creep Magnet, which is where this name of the show came from. And you know how, like, when you have a band, people come up to you and they're like, so what band does your band sound like? Or like, what does your band sound like? And we'd always just be like, Marine Girls, duh. So here's some Marine Girls so you know what that sounds like. Keep it tuned and deal with it.
Imagine a sunny holiday, a little parasol cafe, corner table for two, and that is me and you. Barefoot by the shore, a drink with ice and two straws. To be on our own.
Just to get it on, you know how to use my body. You know how to use my body.
To me.